Hello again, and welcome to the penultimate episode of season two of the Go to Little podcast.
Second last one already?
Yeah.
Was that like, how many is that? Is that like four?
This is
it's going to be four in total. Season.
No, because I'm using a hosting service, and they only give you so much space to put stuff up with. So to solve that problem, whenever I run out of space on the account, I move on to a new account and call it season whatever the next
okay.
one is.
Basically,
okay, you're going to have to edit that out, otherwise they know what you do.
Anyway, no, this is the second one.
There's the fact
that people are going to be going away soon, so we're going to be doing one episode next week.
Yeah, I'm not
going
to be here for the next
I won't be here next month. I'll be West Cork.
One episode next week. Hopefully, it should be a long-ish one. And then we're going to be going on a 2 or 3 week hiatus back with season three. And
it's a nothing our show.
Season three, where we bring in Laser Show.
Yes.
Wow.
So this
not
week
World of Warcraft,
was
images in.
Oh my god!
What do you mean
images?
Like we won't just have a black thing where you should go. You should probably switch to another tab.
Sorry, Cahill, but I don't have unlimited time to edit and to edit.
I'm sorry.
You should get like a
just today. Menu. I was showing people how to do it with Movie Maker. That was so fishy.
His iPad went off.
Why did we say like an alarm went off when it actually went on?
Because like
English is weird.
Yeah,
it's,
that makes no sense to me.
Yeah, the word is a language that doesn't work.
It just doesn't make sense. And why is it
all
like,
the
it's
hair
like,
on our
it's
head?
Like, it's like
it's like,
it's
oh,
like
so you
goose.
Want hair.
It's
no.
Like. Goose, geese, mouse, mice, moose.
Sheep. What's up with that?
Fishes? That doesn't make sense.
Actually, there's an interesting fact about like.
And then every Pokemon is singular and plural.
There's an interesting fact about like meat, because you know how we call cows cows, but we call beef. Well, that's because the Germanic, back in, not sure, that the dialect at the time, the nobles were using beef and poultry and whatnot. But the farmers were using cow and pig and chicken. So that's why we call, and the nobles would never see the animals, they'd only see the food. So that's why we call meat, like beef, and we call the animal cow. Uh-huh.
Sorry for vegetarian.
If you're vegetarian, you just had a horribly conflicting emotion.
Yeah.
Anyway, one thing that I want to try and fix that happened in the last season was like this happened, and for all of those who listened to last week, you know that we tend to get a bit
hectic. That is not
okay. And this is something that I want to like tone down upon, and especially when Liam is talking, because I find that what you have, because you always have this like interesting trivia that like I personally would like to hear, but then you just hear like tons of other people talking about fishes. What is fishes? And then
so basically you're saying a waste of space.
No, Creeper, I was joking.
If the mic didn't pick that up, Kevin just delivered a sick burn.
No, it wasn't a sick burn.
Okay, so this week was season 3.
Just so you guys know and aren't confused, we reduced the size of the podcast.
There was
14 to 7.
Now it's the five man band and Kevin.
Yeah.
Okay, oh yeah, we forgot to go around and introduce. One thing that we forgot to do actually is introduce ourselves. So, as always, I am your host, Kevin Smith. Going around the table, we have Cahill Donovan, Liam, David Hurley, Douglas.
Yeah,
I really messed up.
You don't need a surname. Douglas Florida.
And
Douglas.
So,
I really messed up
when
you
anyway, let's get into E3. Cahill, let's just go around and what was What from E3 excited you the most?
You can probably guess.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 5 trailer. Oh, hey!
Guest machine! We have... Would you care to join us?
I would.
Okay, so now we have another person joining us.
A challenger
approaches.
Could you just bring your chair over? If that's not too much.
Cormac rolls into battle.
Okay. Anyway, we were just about to talk about E3, so... Liam, what excited you about me? Or were you even paying attention?
I haven't actually seen all these on E3, but I'm super excited that the new Spectre is coming out.
Yeah,
that's going to be awesome.
Everybody is. David? Douglas?
For me, it's kind of two separate things. One would be one that I'd actually play, which would be Smash Brothers, because we've got a whole load of information, like Palutena, Pac-Man,
yeah.
Mr. Game and Watch, and...
Oh no, it's back!
Mr. Yeah. I'm amazing with Mr. Game and Watch.
He's amazing with Mr. Game and Watch.
Oh, you're amazing.
I'm at Smash Bros.
Green Beast throw down.
Yeah. And then, also, something that I might not actually play, but something I'm just interested in for the fact that it exists. Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah, I mightn't get Hyrule Warriors, but it looked interesting.
No, and I was looking at a press pack that was released on Reddit for it, and I just saw something and my fan theory might put into overdrive. Because we only know 4 playable characters.
Link, what they said that there'd be more.
Yeah, we only know 1 through 4
lines. Link, Zelda, Impa, and Midna.
Yes. But in the press pack there was 2 pictures, and one of the pictures was the box art, and the other was like an expanded version of the box art. And on the box art is a blue-haired girl using a tome.
Did you say a tome like a book?
Yeah, like a spell book.
Okay. Oh, good, because I thought you said tome.
Blue-haired girl.
How does that work?
Whenever I think of The Legend of Zelda and a blue-haired girl, I think of the Oracle of Ages game. The game with color. So there's Nehru in that, and she's like a reincarnation of the goddess of wisdom.
What if?
Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more.
just enact those last 2 words.
The Amiibo brothers.
I forgot what I was going to say there.
I didn't. Basically, if my fan theory mind is correct and that is Nehru,
yeah,
then that would imply that the other 2 goddesses are also going to be in the game. So, Shin and Feror.
That's just a quick sidetrack. Hyrule? What is it?
Hyrule? Oh, it's like,
Dynasty Warriors. It's effectively, it takes like Romance of the Three Kingdoms, those history books, and makes a video game out of it where you're the singular, kind of big characters and you just kill a load of
small characters. It's like Zelda Speedo Mod, kind of. What I mean, Kula.
Oh, I'm gonna be with David, I don't really know. I don't know what's gonna be. Listening to you guys, it sounds really cool.
Cool.
You
pay attention to
E3. Not really.
Have you heard anything about E3?
I heard something about Metal Gear Online.
Anyway, what I'm.
I think that was just because you don't stop talking about it.
What I'm most excited about is probably Smash Bros, but I'm also interested in Zelda Wii U. Don't get me wrong, it looks really cool. It's basically Zelda's take on Skyrim. So,
I was thinking that as well, because we see the giant Octorok boss just appear in a field, and then...
That's not really an Octorok.
It was a squid thing,
but therefore...
I understand what's the point in the Wii U. It's like a Nintendo.
No.
The Wii U can do 1080p. What do the Xbox One and PS4 have trouble doing?
I'm just saying. Your controller has Nintendo inside it. Has it got a screen? I just don't see the point in that.
Okay, Kevin, weigh in here.
Asymmetrical gameplay.
Oh, he's standing up. He's standing up.
It confuses me. I don't see why it's not like...
Don't be fighting against her personally.
Kevin, calm down. Sit down. Sit down.
You're threatening with his phone.
Yes. Now.
You're going to send texts to all the girls.
Anyway,
I was thinking more.
Hey, yo, girl, you drift. I'm excited because of the trailer looked really cool, but I'm also excited because of the art style. I've seen loads of videos, and they were all talking about analysis, and none of them seemed to talk about the art style. From what I saw, it was a mixture of Skyward Sword and Wind Waker.
Yeah, like the
two of my favorite art styles.
It's kind of like the character models and design of Skyward Sword with the kind of vibrant colors.
Yeah,
of
Wind Waker.
I couldn't get into Skyward Sword at all.
I didn't even play to the first dungeon.
I almost reached the first.
I realized, like, literally the last thing I remember was
I just can't do
this.
Yes, it's weird because it feels unintuitive for the Wii because, like, you're so used to always having to point at the screen and make sure that it actually is working with the sense bar. But with the plus, suddenly you don't have to do that anymore. Like when you use the slingshot, you don't actually have to point at the screen anymore. You can actually aim quite well with the slingshot just by holding the Wii straight up in the air, which doesn't work in the ordinary Wii. So it's weird, they've trained you to one version of motion controls, and then they've added this, and it just messes with your intuition.
Theories have been going around as well about Zelda Wii U that I'm...
Link is Zelda.
Oh my god, that's
the trailer.
No.
No. The guy in it looks really androgynous.
No,
some people pointed it out in, like,
that he looks
on, like, Reddit, and it's like, it's like a side shot of, like, when, like, the character's, like, arcing up on the horse, and it's like... a red line around the side of the chest.
Oh,
and it's like, that looks like a boob. It's a girl. It could be Link's sister.
Sometimes
like,
I'm
it could be Arrow.
I'm going to punch you again.
No, as in, I'm what I was...
solidify the rumors that, like, well, the theory that the Link is... Link is an inherited title.
Oh, no, it is.
Yeah, well...
Every Link actually has the same soul. It was a warrior who died trying
to save
humans.
That's cool, but it confuses me because in Twilight Princess, I think it was, you're able to fight the soul of what appears to be another incarnation of Link.
Yes, but if we use Kingdom Hearts logic, there's the heart, soul, and the mind.
What Kingdom Hearts logic? There is no Kingdom Hearts logic.
It could be the mind, the hero, not the soul.
But then, no, what's more... Okay, if we're going by that logic, then it should be...
I like that theory!
No, then it should be the mind that is inherited, not the soul, because
I'm sorry, if it was the mind, imagine how horribly scarred Link would be by the latest game.
And Con Moran joins the brawl.
Yeah.
A wild Con Moran appears.
The height of manly.
Yes.
Anything? Oh, something else.
Pink is not a manly color.
I'm just suggesting
something something else that I wanted to mention about Smash Bros. Is that somebody, I forget who it was now, but somebody said that and I think they had access to inside the game, that what was shown at the demo was something, was meant to be, I think they said, was only meant to be less than 5% of what the actual game was going to be.
Damn.
Oh,
wow, that's like
you
almost as big as Metal Gear Solid 5.
Damn!
We're
talking
about
E3, if you're
completely
lost.
I didn't watch the Nintendo conference, as far as I think that ship's going down.
Kevin!
Nintendo is amazing.
Nintendo won.
Have you seen No Man's Sky?
No.
What the hell is No Man's Sky?
Have you seen Sony 1
equals with No Man's Sky?
Metal Gear Rising.
All I can just hear is
guys, give me countdown. Calm down.
No Man's Sky, guys.
I'll Google it.
Look that up, okay? It is amazing.
Anyway,
sorry for those.
Steve, you're 100%.
Oh, no, the headphone users have already stopped.
Hey,
sorry, 14.
They lost
half
their hearing, you know?
Yeah.
So...
they can't hear you.
Sorry, old people.
Yeah.
Or sexy babies.
Oh, no. What? old person or just
continuing the tandem.
Hey, my granddad listens to this.
Really?
Yes.
Your granddad.
Your granddad is a beast.
Hello.
I salute you.
We have something better. We have Khan. And Khan will hit people, but he will give them a stern look and a wag of his finger. David, calm down.
Kevin, is it Sean's? Sean, is it his granddad as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Little Kevin's granddad, I play squash with Sean.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you play squash with, like, my cousin, Sean?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So, like, I'm not in his group.
No.
I'm not in his group.
Now the granddad's
on. Like, he's in the group. Yeah. So, hello?
I have to pick my
favorite
grandson now.
Granddad, the answer.
That's so terrible.
Granddad, the answer is me. I've got something to do with
that
my life. What has he ever done?
Okay, now you're just digging off.
What has he ever done? Read Harry Potter 5 times.
So, the Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Silence.
Yes. Let's talk about the Electronics Entertainment Expo.
Anyway.
So, that was...
You'll be disappointed with Scarlet Paladin. I was expecting much more of you.
They've been working on this game for a year. Well, it's the same with Kingdom Hearts 3. They've been working on it for like 2 years now, and they're still like, oh, it's in development.
Yeah,
maybe they did what they did with the original Kingdom Hearts.
They showed all the developers, like, we sent them to the LucasArts studio, and to go to all the set places where they fill a hall, and they fill it on
stage.
So basically, all our designers have been doing, when they're supposed to be developing the game, being working around having a complete nerd fest in all the Star Wars locations.
Speaking of Star Wars, I'm not one for celebrity gossip, but I saw this on Reddit last night. Apparently
Harrison Ford, like,
fell on his leg.
No, it's the Millennium.
Why is this news?
It was the Millennium Falcon.
Because how are you?
Oh, no, now they're actually going to do the Han Solo in a wheelchair thing.
Oh no.
How did a door fall on his leg?
Because they built it.
The Millennium Falcon breaks that all the time.
Do you honestly think the Millennium Falcon will have doors that open like kind of normal doors? They won't have ones that go like up.
Normal doors in Spain?
Normal doors. They don't need them.
How would a door fall on your foot?
It's like a cleaver. Well, no, a guillotine.
Oh god.
I'm scared of doors now.
Okay, guys, can we count down?
And Microsoft teased a sequel to Conker's Bad Fur Day or whatever it was.
I know.
And then immediately John Tron just decided, oh.
I think he had more than one spaceship if it had no.
Yeah.
Why are we even?
Does anyone else have anything else to add about E3?
No Man's Sky.
I only just
has seen it.
No one has seen it. But we'll probably all Google it because
it's like an infinitely generated universe. Planets with procedurally generated planets, species, spaceships, enemies.
Space Minecraft.
Yeah, it's like Space Minecraft.
Seriously,
yeah,
this thing is so ambitious.
Yeah, that's an independent developer. It's called Starmade.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Assassin's Creed.
So basically, we have Minecraft, we have 2D Minecraft, which is Terraria. We've Terraria in space. We've Minecraft in space, and now somebody else is making Minecraft in space.
Well, this is very different.
This is not block based.
This is a full
Castle
graphics.
Miner Z in space.
This is full 3D graphics.
And then we have
console standard 3D graphics, and species are all procedurally generated.
That would be a really
next landmark.
I cannot imagine how difficult that would be for
programmers. Like, the program behind this is amazing. Yeah, I know, just, you know, they're like, a huge debate going on. How have they managed to code
Oh, mass? Something else I nearly forgot to mention. It is Animal Crossing New Leafs and Reverse Speed Day.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, yeah, we agree with that.
This is an occasion.
No,
why did I not mark this in my calendar?
Who's Father's Day tomorrow?
I played the
what?
Father's Day tomorrow.
Funny story.
Oh, yeah.
My family actually, our family actually thought that it was
Father's Day last Sunday.
Look,
we thought it was Father's Day last Sunday, so we got the card and everything. We gave Dad the presents and everything, and Dad's been lording it up over our heads all week, like, ha ha. You have to do another follow-up.
And we're just like, and apparently,
no.
guys, you won't get
I could
this.
Be wrong.
Okay,
there's
guys,
another one when we go to
Sunday.
America.
My
so
dad's
it's Father's
Sunday.
Day.
My, oh my god.
My dad's, my dad's birthday is tomorrow on Father's Day.
My friend
is
Sunday.
So I have to like make a giant cheer cake and give him like 20 presents. It's like, yeah.
You have one
I can just imagine your dad swimming in a pool of money.
Yeah.
My friend is the same. Her dad is.
I just got 100 books.
Her
dad's
really like,
dad's birthday
like
is on Father's
Day.
Maybe
not like
read the
same books all the time. So like,
it's For Father's Day,
I got my
I got my
book. Book. Really busy. So why is it work? I read the books that I've gotten
him. For Father's Day, I got my dad a giant, box of tea bags, like this big.
Just as a point of interest, there is officially a son and daughter day as well.
When?
I want
to.
When? This magical day.
Neil, in my family, that's every day because my sister is daddy's little princess.
But are you my little prince or
guys,
no?
For
no,
your sister, Kevin, your sister
is right beside Christmas.
Kevin, your sister is a mom. Your sister owns your Wii U.
But also, I think
you have now entered
the
Twilight Zone.
It was like over the last few days as well. Like I remember, I was on Bachelor Midnight and I looked up the window and there was a full moon and the what made
you turn into a werewolf.
The dark cloud across the surface. My dog had a bit last. I was Leo. It was really serious. There was a big storm.
August 11th. Connor, days in August. I have a question. Do you say Mayo or Mayo?
Mayo.
Okay.
Mayo.
He's from Mayo. He knows how to pronounce the fucking captain.
I know.
It's language.
I know, but...
Mayo.
Still language.
I know, but people from Mayo say Mayo, but put an emphasis on the O.
Have you ever...
Are you being...
You are talking about... There's some people from Mayo. Are you basically not...
Kevin, just stop.
Martin was nuts.
Okay, let's not bring our personal lives into this.
Bring it back.
Anything on Martin...
The official date of Son and Daughter Day is
August
11th. August
11th.
Oh no, that's my last
day. Right,
Dad will be in England. My parents will be there.
Get them to buy you an extra
that's big like
program.
12 days before my birthday.
My God, that's like just before. That's just
for
my mom's birthday.
Hmm?
That's just for my mom's birthday. Happy Amanda Day, they're allowed.
So basically, your dad has to double buy a present.
Out.
Yeah. Hey, dear dad.
Like
but we have to double my best friend because
it's
Father's Day.
Your granddad must be in trouble.
Okay, guys, one conversation at a time.
Guys, here's actually a really weird thing, okay? Once we were in Mayo.
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 He's only singing the song.
Mayo.
Once we were in Mayo, okay? Our house was right beside the
National anthem.
And somehow. There's a huge storm there, and the waves are coming up into our garden. And our dog was barking at the storm. Do you know, is that really affects?
I am barking at you, you shall now go away.
It was also a full moon that night, and it was really weird.
Oh my god,
my dog
barks
at everything.
What's your dog doing again?
Carpathers,
arf, arf,
first arf, arf,
arf,
arf,
arf,
that should be a song. Food calls arf, dog calls arf, cow calls arf, everybody do the arf,
my dog is the best, guys.
Patent pending.
My dog is the best.
The dog out,
arf, arf, arf.
Patent pending is the best.
My dog can do double paw. Can my dog can do that?
My dog sometimes does a single paw if I ask it to like it.
My dog.
How long does double
paw? My cat does. I don't
have a dog. Zoltan does double paw. Oh, you can see. Yeah, Zoltan's really. His dog is really like my dog. And he's like,
yeah, it's just like a mini version.
They both get so excited over food that they'll do anything.
Oh, yeah.
My dog once tried to do paw while rolling. While my dog rolling over at the same time.
Cod. 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 So your dog, Liam's dog, and my brother are all the same.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. Well, I thought my friend's dog had to roll over.
Yeah.
Apparently,
no.
Repeatedly.
Well, first I teach him to lie down because it's like this, and then
you flipped it.
I wrapped a dog treat in my bacon, and I like four of them, and I
double
taste, and then we just had to fall over.
Apparently,
my friend and I were bored, and they were like, "Let's teach the dog some tricks."
My dog can give high fives when she's really hyper. You just say hi, Paul. She's like, ah, and she slams it into her hand.
Speaking of pets, Carl told me this the other day, right? No, it's Carl.
My story.
Kevin, clap your hand over his mouth.
No, I won't.
Apparently, there's been research conducted, right? Apparently, cats understand when being spoken to.
They know what the gist of what
they
you're saying.
They know what you're saying, but they just choose to ignore you.
Yeah.
They know when they are being spoken to.
When you're like, cat, come here. They know.
Guys, what's the general's best quote? It's not weasel fighting the beetle. Basically, a cat.
So you say to a cat, I hate you. Will they be hurt?
Dogs have got to us.
Oh my god.
They won't get
it. I've done that many a times because I do not like cats.
Guys, one conversation.
Guys, in response to what you said there, Cormac. Best Winston Churchill quote is not "We will never surrender." Blah blah blah. Is it? Cats look up. Dogs look up to us. Cats look down on us. And pigs treat us as equals.
Yep.
So true.
Cats, dogs, and pigs.
Guys, I also read this study too that that incredibly valid that cocaine is more addictive than rice cakes.
How did you find that out?
No, because like
that's obvious.
I
didn't
realize that first.
I know, that's a terrible. That's like asking. Would you rather have fun or stay in a dark room for 6 hours?
What if that's your idea of fun, Kevin? Huh? You discrimination?
Also,
yes.
Do you know that is it like marijuana or something has been
legalized in California?
Yeah.
They've actually made it.
It's in like, well, now it's really expensive, but there is an official way to buy it. So like, technically less people are getting it.
There's actually been...
See, when you make drugs illegal, the supply for people is often really bad. People mix it with...
Oh god, how do you know this? You're a drug dealer.
When it's legalized, the government can actually control it.
Uh-huh.
And so less people will die, or there will be less unorganized dealings.
Why don't they just legalize that?
Full discretion, Liam is not a drug dealer.
Yeah.
I heard there is actually, it's pumped millions into the economy, hundreds of thousands of dollars from marijuana sales are actually going into schools.
That's just wrong.
I'm done.
Is it better that the money is going to schools from cigarettes to the dealers?
But then parents be like, my child's school needs more money. Let's go have marijuana.
Cigarettes. Booze. Money from booze is going into schools.
Most people aren't going to be looking up, is marijuana going towards my school? So what people don't know can't hurt them.
It's the same as cigarettes.
Yeah, but some people do know it, like we know it, and then people listen to this.
Yes, Cueva, but
the people are living in California.
The
funds from
taxing is
people in America.
I have no doubt it is extensively taxed. They are going towards schools. So the funds for technically preventing it are going to schools. And the funds for that could be used to educate people on the dangers of drugs.
It's no different than cigarettes.
Has anybody ever heard of crocodile? It's this weird drug that's meant to be.
Have you ever heard of Persico?
It's meant to get you really high, really fast, and it's like meant to be like heroin.
Anyway. Guys, telling a story. Silence, everybody.
Drug talk. Come on, guys.
Anyway, it's meant to be like heroin, and it's meant to get you high, but not for as long. It's meant to be even more addicting, and people are like mixing it with like petrol and stuff and cooking it in their basements.
Why?
And what happens is, if you inject it, the section where you inject it to gets really dehydrated, and you have to get like a skin graft or any like. And in some cases, you have to get the... I read this thing that somebody had to get their lower right arm amputated because they injected, like, three big things.
That reminds me of that one Batman story where they said, oh, Killer Croc is so scaly because he's got an STD.
Injected by that.
Oh, God.
He's got a really bad STD.
Cole, you ruined Killer Croc for me.
Yeah.
Guys, on that note, I think we're going to end for today.
We have to do the outro.
I am your host, of course, Kevin Smith. You can follow me on Twitter at Black Belted Dragon. Dragon is spelled DRGN. Cahill, you can follow him
at Cahill.run.
I'm at
Codmore,
one or two
PAs. Liam, are you on Twitter?
No. Any other social networks where you want people to follow
you? You can follow David at DJM. Harley Con is... I can't check it now.
Conmore.
Just search up Conmore. Douglas.
You can find me on Modern Retro Gamer on YouTube. If you want more information about Nintendo stuff at E3, I'm going to be putting up a video about that near the start of the week, so it's probably going to be up before this.
I'll probably put a bad video about how Nintendo chips.
Quiva, you're not on Twitter.
And you can.
What?
I'm on Instagram.
What are you on Instagram?
You can find me hiding in my room because I don't have an account on any of these social networks.
Okay, so could you give us your address so we can contact you?
The internet can contact you.
I will write you an email, sir.
Anyway.
See, I'll write you a formal letter. I'll get my
formal
letter.
To whom it may concern.
There's actually a guy who's campaigning. I forget his name.
This is supposed to be the outro.
This is supposed to be the outro, Colin. Tom, shut up. His ad was like, I will be like, former. He said, I'm going to try and advance Europe through technology. This might be a great idea. And the whole ad was writing on a really archaic piece of parchment with a quill. And he was saying, you don't have to be advanced to be able to work in technology. You don't have to understand
technology. In the words of the English teacher, you don't introduce new stuff in the outro.
I'm kind of conflicted now because I don't know what to call the episode. Should we call it Drug Talk? Drug Talk? Or Con Shut Up? Anyway, so thank you again for listening, and we will see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. B